This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Broadcasting from the WEEI studios, powered by Verizon. 93.7 WEEI-FM and HD1, Lawrence, Boston. An Odyssey Sports Station.
Buster, Garrett Crochet is going to become the first starting pitcher in the history of baseball in a full season to strike out 40% of batters that he faces. No one has ever done it. I think Garrett Crochet is going to do it this year. Now, Gerrit Cole has come the closest. He fanned 39.9% of hitters on the 2019 Astros. Now, Crochet last year was at 35.1 across 146 innings. So we need 16 more innings to qualify, and he needs to find another 5%. I'm betting on him to do it, and I think it is a bet that is more than worth making for the Red Sox, who, of course, gave up a hefty load in return to acquire him from Chicago.
This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens,
and three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson on WEEI.
That was some geeky stuff from the Baseball Tonight podcast, talking about something I agree with. Garrett Crochet is going to be awesome and has great stuff. The rest of it seemed a little superfluously geeky.
Man, you usually only complain when you're wrong, so I'm kind of surprised, or when it's something you disagree with, so I'm impressed.
No, I just, that was alt.geek.nerd.everything and whatever dork podcast wrapped into one.
Why do you hate the Vorpers and the Warers and the EPAers and the PFFers?
I don't hate them. I feel
strong,
like,
dislike is
no.
The table.
I feel like you need to pick your spots with those. Like, if you're going to use one of those, that's your out pitch. So pick your best one.
Okay.
Your war, your vorp, your bappa, your this, whatever.
What the hell is bappa?
I don't know. What's the one about balls put in play or something? Yeah, bappip.
That sounds like bap-ip. A Korean dish.
I just feel like pick one. Don't use all of them. Yeah, it's like a food thing. You too much on the plate. Let it speak for itself. Put one out there. And also, in this case, I don't even know that it's necessary. I think we all know that Garrett Crochet has arguably one of, and Dan, you can feel free to jump in if you have a number that proves this wrong, but his stuff is arguably top three in baseball. If you're going to ask questions, it's not Kenny pitch. It's not Kenny, does he have the stuff? It's, can he pitch over the long haul? Can he do it regularly as an ace in high leverage situations and all that? I don't know that I need numbers to tell me that. I think old school scouts could tell me that, could watch him and like write a couple notes down and be like, this guy is really freaking good. You might want to draft him, sign him, get a new deal with him, whatever.
Yeah, like I'm good if I don't have to, hear about spin rate ever again. And trust me, we will. Oh, what's his spin rate, Ted? Do you know Garrett Crochet's spin rate on his pitches?
Don't care. Did he strike him out?
Don't care. Did he strike him out? Thank you. This is a results-oriented business. I can get a good look at a T-bone by sticking my head up a bull's ass. ass, but I'd rather take the butcher's word for it, right?
Great line.
All you want is the T-bone. Do you need to know where it comes from? In fact, sometimes great you don't want to know where it comes from, right? Like bacon. You ever seen bacon where it comes from?
No. We're not doing that. This isn't the
greatest
jungle
food
right
ever
here.
Invented.
Absolutely. Greatest food ever invented. Bacon? You don't want to see where.
Don't even.
Oh, yeah.
The bacon's great on everything.
Let me ask you this. Ted, have you ever tried bacon on like dessert?
Yeah.
Like on pie, ice cream?
No.
Donut, bacon, maple, donuts.
So it's great on everything. See?
Oh, yeah,
everything.
It is. So
there you go. 100%. I got to try it on that.
Actually, though. Across my Instagram feed last night was somebody showing me you can make bacon cinnamon twists, where you take these Pillsbury dough twists and wrap it around bacon and then put it in the air fryer or something.
350 for 12, 15 minutes.
Stay focused, gentlemen. Stay focused.
Sorry. Anyway, back to the Red Sox. The Red Sox, Ted, are going to be awesome, or they may fail to live up to expectations. If they're awesome, why will it be? What is the greatest strength in your mind of the 2025 Boston Red Sox before they've played a single game?
Man, I think it's the lineup. I think it's got to be, right?
Oh, okay. It feels, two for two. Thank you. Welcome to my street, Ted.
Feels like it's got to be, but the pitching on its face, you go, it's hard to argue. I mean, Buehler has been lights out. Crochet has been lights out. I don't know. Tanner Houck is a damn good pitcher, but now there's questions on 4 and 5, right? There's a lot of guys that are maybe injured. The bullpen's a little. We're wondering where the bullpen's going to be. Do we feel good about our closer? I mean, the start of spring training, we're Liam Hendricks, Slayton, and Aroldis Chapman. And a lot of us were like, Aroldis Chapman, man, that dude's way past his prime. He might be the starting closer. That makes me a little bit nervous. So I don't know when Cora gave the kind of starting five of the lineup of about a week ago. I was like, I'm pretty good with that. I like that 1 through 5 in our. And our starting lineup. So I would say right now I feel more comfortable with our hitting than I do our
it's
pitching.
That 1 through 5. I think it's so nicely balanced.
I just think it's funny that it's good. Like, don't get me wrong.
It's
very good. Yeah. But we're talking about a 1 to 5. How many hit? We are. 9 hit.
Correct.
Yes. Like you got to get deep.
All right. Is there
Bill
a
Miller won a batting title from the 9 hole.
Yeah, he did. And he hit some pretty awesome grand slams.
So really great
significant singles.
Go 9 deep.
Well, okay, right. And so this goes back to Rafaela. Like, are we sleeping on the fact we've spent so much time talking about the Bregman effect? Can Casas hit 40? Which of the rookies is coming up? Can Duran make another MVP push? Could be sleeping on maybe the next best overall player in the Red Sox that could play Gold Glove caliber defense in center field and be a weapon at the plate and on the bases.
Well, and that's where I think the bottom part of the lineup can put you over the top or whatever it may be. Whether it's Rafaela, if they're going to give Christian Campbell the second base job, he has the potential to
do
special
things. They're pushing for it.
Clearly they're pushing for it. And Sean McAdam seems to think it's kind of a bag job, that he's going to get the job and have every opportunity to lose it somewhere along the line.
Full bag job or just like they're leaning into it?
No, I think this is a full bag job. Feels like a full bag job to me. Much like Gerard Mayo getting the head coaching job, this feels like a bag job to me. But I think that's where the bottom of the lineup can lift the top. Because if you get anything out of the bottom, the top's, I mean, I think we all think the top is going to be good.
Yes, the top's going to be very good.
I mean, there's questions there, too. Do you want me to push back on the top?
No, okay. I really don't.
Okay.
You didn't give me a third option, like defense, did you? Interior defense.
Anything you want. If you think defense
is
great.
At the end of the day, I think the most improved is going to be our defense. I think our infield, we have more combinations of infielders that you can play than ever. I mean, Bregman is a big upgrade from Rafi, and I like Trevor back at the short.
Yep.
Second base, pick your choice. I think if it's Christian Campbell, I think he's going to be excellent. You see him flashing the glove the other day. And I think our outfield is pretty stout. So I just feel like from a defensive standpoint, at the end of the day, when you talk about defense, hitting, or pitching, our defense ultimately is going to be, I think, what we major in. That's going to be our biggest strength, I think.
And that's good. If you're, well, first of all, it'd be great if all of these end up being strengths, and that's how you end up being a top five team and winning the AL pennant, going to the World Series, whatever. Now I got to ask you the flip side of that, and you touched on some of the little issues in there, but what is your biggest concern or question about this team as we get under a week here till opening day?
You know, why do I not settle? I don't feel good about the catching situation. Connor Wong, not the best at the plate, but you know when it comes to his defense, not very good. A lot of guys steal on him. He's not a lethal hitter. So I just worry about our catching situation.
A big Navarro guy?
I mean, Navarez. It's a hard name to pronounce.
I don't think so.
Navarez is his name.
Well, I mean, you could just be a not big Navarro guy.
I knew. Okay, well, how is
that? That's okay. This is officially now an issue if none of us know the backup catcher's
Navarez.
Name.
No, and I want to go back to last Friday when we talked to Ian Brown, whose job is to know all this. And remember, he kind of cautiously worked his way through that name. He wasn't totally familiar with it.
I said Navarez, and he said Navarez.
Yes.
Navarez.
So I'm worried about, I don't know, catching. I don't know.
That's your biggest concern?
Well, I mean, that's as far as the positions, right? I mean,
the whole team. If you said, like, something is going to be a disaster, a black hole, like just a negative hanging over
this team.
It has to
be the bullpen.
Yeah, me too. It's the closer.
Bullpen. Sorry, closer, bullpen.
It's the closer, and yep. I think it's 100%. Like, we did a poll today. People were voting for Raffy's buy-in as a potential issue for this team and a concern. I think that may be a little concern. Maybe they deal with it behind the scenes. I don't know. Don't care. If you don't have a closer, you don't deal with that behind the scenes. You deal with that at like 9:30 at night in front of 35,000 fans under bright lights with, I don't know, Aaron Judge at the plate going, that's your closer? You think you're going to beat us with him? And he hits one a country mile onto the pike, and you lose, and everybody talks about it for like 3 days. Mm-hmm. If your closer sucks, your team sucks. I think that's very simple. Is that fair to say?
Let's go back to the 2000. So let's go back to some times when the Red Sox had a shutdown, lockdown closer, 2004. Keith Foulke, who stunk in the spring, was aces, nails all year, should have been World Series MVP. Let's go back a year before that. 2003, they didn't have one.
Yeah.
And guess what? Kind of bit them in the ass.
Yes, it always does. I think that, I'd say it again, if you have a crappy closer, you have a crappy team.
But is it fair to say that just because the closers aren't stepping up right now doesn't mean we won't have an excellent closer by the end of the season?
No. I told you in the three-point stance, by the end of the season, you'll have some guy that's not on this team who's going to be really good and be your closer. Right, Dan Ball?
That's right. That happened in 2013. Koji Uehara wasn't the opening day closer. I think it was actually Andrew Bailey, but he was in a damn good one by the end of it.
Absolutely.
Who was the sort of closer in 2003? Scott Williamson? Scott Hansen?
Scott Williamson rings a bell.
Yeah.
Came from the Reds?
Yeah. He was actually very good.
Is that true?
Yeah. Remember they had a good bullpen? Timlin and Embry? Such a good bullpen.
No, I think this bullpen can be good if they get a closer. But that's the biggest if. That's like saying the Patriots offensive line can be good if they get a left tackle. Mm-hmm. It's the most important part of said good line to fill that hole. And they don't have it right now. I was always dubious. The whole idea coming in with Liam Hendricks, he's going to be the guy.
And pitched in a couple of years.
Yeah, it's like that's a lot of... What do they say? Hope isn't a plan? That felt like hope was the plan. We hope he's ready to be the closer.
But then
they brought in Aroldis Chapman, too.
Yeah. You know what he does a lot of? Two things.
Gets hurt?
No, not just that. He gets a lot of strikeouts, which is good for a closer. You know what he also does? Walks a lot of people. Bad for a closer. Anything but a walk if you're a relief pitcher, right?
I'm told the stat nerds don't care about walks as much, though. So that's
Dan Ball, speak for your people.
Stat nerds can tidy that up real good, put it in a box, and mail it into the sun because
stat
walks
nerds
are a problem.
Really don't care about walks? Is that a thing?
Maybe closers they do. Probably closers they do. It's a different probably stat.
Dan Ball, represent your people.
No?
From the nerds?
Yes.
I only know it from the hitting side, and I learned from Moneyball that you just got to get on base.
Oh, you know,
that's why Kevin Youkilis was a pro.
Yeah, there's a new stat called WAC. Walks are complete crap. No, it's not.
Nerd alert.
Walks are the death of you. That's the worst thing your bullpen can do.
I mean, in general, it's the worst thing a pitcher can do, but also in the end of the game, in the ninth inning with a one-run lead or a two-run lead, you're going to walk
closer's
a guy.
Walking. That always makes me nervous. Okay, awful. We're walking, guys. Okay.
I mean, it makes for entertaining, like, edge-of-your-seat moments, I guess, at the end of a game. But, yeah, I'm with you. I'm not as worried about the catcher. To me, it's all about the closer. If this team gets a closer, I think you might see Andy go all-in sock sniffer, homer, pom-poms, Red Sox visor all summer long, riding that wave to the postseason. But they're going to have to fill that closer role because right now that's the biggest hole on the team. It's not Raffy Devers and his buy-in fans that voted for that.
Definitely not.
That was almost 30% of the votes, Ted. 30% think that Devers' buy-in is the biggest concern.
It hasn't been a story since the first 2 days we talked about it.
No,
because so it hasn't impacted the mood or just the overall kind of disposition of the team this entire spring training.
Up next here on WEEI Afternoons, we're going to bring something back that Arcand and I used to do in the old iteration, Pillar Power Rankings for your New England Patriots. We'll remind you what it is, and we'll each share our thoughts with you as we break down the power structure and level of success that you can expect from your 2025 New England Patriots. But first, Dan Ball, I hope you're ready. Hope you got all those stats ready for a tremendous trending.
The Christian Arcand Show, weeknights starting at 6. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Gee, I guess I should have prepared for this. Here's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com, brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. New this afternoon from ESPN's Mike Reese, the Patriots are signing linebacker Jack Gibbons to a one-year contract. Gibbons spent the last three seasons with the Titans. He was a restricted free agent this offseason, but didn't receive a tender offer from the team. Elsewhere in the NFL, free agent offensive tackle Cam Robinson is signing a one-year deal with the Houston Texans. The deal is worth $14.5 million next season, and the Bears are signing former All-Pro returner Devin Duvernay to a one-year deal. The Red Sox defeated the Detroit Tigers 6-4 at home in spring training play. Jaron Duran led off the bottom of the first with a home run. He finished the day 2-for-4, while Marcelo Meyer went 1-for-3 with an RBI triple in his first spring game played at second base. Earlier today, the Dodgers finished off a two-game sweep of the Tokyo series, doubling up the Cubs 6-3. The Celtics won their third game in a row last night, beating the Brooklyn Nets 104-96 at TD Garden. It was the first game all season in which neither Jason Tatum nor Jaylen Brown played, but Kristaps Porzingis led all scorers with 25 points. Per WEEI's Justin Turpin, last night marked the Celtics' 37th 50-win season, the most in NBA history. The Bruins visit the Vegas Golden Knights tomorrow night. It's the first game of a five-game Western swing for Boston, who sits 4 points out of the final wild card spot in the Eastern Conference. And finally, North Carolina and Alabama State won their respective March Madness first four play-in games last night, taking down San Diego State and St. Francis. It's great to have goals. It's even better to have experts help you attain those goals. Experts in weight loss. Awaken180weightloss.com. I'm Dan Ball. This was trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com. More afternoons coming up right after this.
Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes.
choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Yes.
You can stream the show or listen on demand anytime. Just download the Odyssey app.
That's AUDACY.
Save WEEI as a favorite and listen wherever you go. Now, more of WEEI Afternoons
with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson.
WEEI Afternoons, Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens, Ted Johnson, and as I mentioned going into the break, we're bringing back the Pillar Power Rankings. Christian Arcan and myself used to do this in the fall when we would do it for the Patriots, the Bruins, the Celtics, the Red Sox, and it can give you a quick snapshot into kind of how you feel about an organization, its direction, why you're excited about it, why you're not. For example, if you ranked all the various aspects of the Celtics, they'd all be pretty high. And it's like, well, do I like Brad Stevens more than Joe Mazzulla? Do I like that more than the roster? Whatever. So here's the way we do it. I'll set this up for you. We're doing the Patriots today. So we're going to do a ranking of 1 to 5, your confidence level in the 5 clutch areas, key areas, foundational areas of the team. That would be coaching, quarterback, executive/front office, roster, and ownership.
Got it.
Those are your 5 pillars. Because guess what? If you're good at all those, you know what you are? You're a really good football team.
Correct.
You're probably a Super Bowl contender, maybe a Super Bowl winner. And if you're bad at all those, you're probably a crappy football team. So the Patriots have had issues there for recent years. So I will start things off, and I will give you my 5 to 1. The number 5 is the thing I'm least confident in right now. Number 1 is what I'm most confident in, okay?
Okay.
And then we'll go around the room and we'll break it down, we'll kind of discuss why we put certain things in certain places. I'll be interested to see.
My feeling is we all have the exact same list.
Well, we'll see. You never know. You never know.
Yeah, we'll
Fitzy
see.
Might change his.
Mm-hmm. I often do.
So in the 5 radio slot,
mm-hmm,
the reality is I have ownership.
Mm-hmm.
We've talked about this a little bit in the 5-year window since Tom Brady left. A lot of things changed. Ownership didn't, and the struggles have continued, and some of the questions about how the team is being managed, and also individual decisions. The Gerard Mayo decision was actually both ends of the Gerard Mayo decision, the hiring of him and then the way you executed the firing and all that are problems for ownership. So I have them in the 5 slot in my pillar power ranking.
As do I.
Oh.
That's why I'm saying that we might be very similar. And it was interesting. When Tom Brady left, goes to Tampa, what it did was it exposed, to some degree, Bill Belichick in his methodologies and how he is. And so it made everybody look at Bill a little bit closer. And when Bill left and Gerard took over, it forced a spotlight on the Crafts and the ownership more than it ever had ever been. Right.
Yep.
So and so if you look at the commonality of all the last 5 years, there's been 3 head coaches. What stayed the same? The ownership, the spending, the kind of trends that we've always kind of associated with the Patriots, not spending money, lowest cash spending team in the last 10 years. That's an ownership thing, right? And so
absolutely
hard not to kind of put really at the end of the day of the 5 choices you give me and all of us, I have to agree with you. I think it's ownership is the last.
Fitzy, before I go on to my 4 spot, you want to who do you have in your 5th spot?
My 5 spot?
I bet it's not ownership.
It is not.
I knew that.
And you want to know why?
Oh, I know why.
Well, you want to wait till
don't
we
you
get
dare
to ownership?
What's that?
Who do you have at 5, though?
At 5? Executives.
Okay.
Because I will never, ever forgive anyone and everyone that was involved in last year's draft for after Drake May, the way everything went, signing those free agents, etc. Everything that went into that still has left such a thorn in my side. They would be so much further along as a team had they taken the obvious receivers and tackles that presented themselves early in the draft, and they got a measure too cute. And if they try to do it again this year, the Vrabel firewall better be as proud and strong as you say it is, Andy, because otherwise the Wolf of Wall Street may perpetrate another crime on Pat's fan humanity.
When you say the obvious receivers, I know you want to say a name, so say the name.
I can't. I'm contractually prohibited. Does I reached my maximum this month.
Vlad McConkey.
I was going to read your mind.
Only thing, we'll get into this where I rank the executive level, is the weird part here for me is your boy, Mike Vrabel. Is he part of the executive level? Because he's definitely part of coaching.
Well, let's not get it too muddied up right now.
Okay, so
go back to that.
I have my four spot,
four.
The roster. The roster, I think, right now is just too holy. And not Sunday holy, it's Swiss cheese holy. And you don't have a left tackle, you don't have a wide receiver, you don't have a wide receiver two. You don't really have... you have Ramondre Stevenson. If he fumbles a lot again, I don't really know what you have at running back. Mm-hmm. Like, there's a lot of questions on the roster right now, mostly swayed towards the offensive side of the ball. Mm-hmm. So I have roster in the four spot.
I got the executives in the four spot because they're in charge of the roster that you are critical of. So to me, the executives, I've never been that enamored with. Mm-hmm. Never.
I agree with you guys. If you had said put Elliot Wolf somewhere, he might be in the five spot, quite honestly, to me. But I'm blending him in with the other guys. And I don't even – Alonzo Highsmith and Mike Vrabel and all these other guys. Like, what are they doing?
But there's been a lot of bad drafts. Oh, and, and we, as far as we know, Elliot Wolf was only responsible for one of the bad drafts in the last 15 years, right?
That's the one that they should have fit. That's the one where the obvious solutions and fixes were in front of them. And they should have veered course from what had happened recently, you know, bad drafts. And had a good draft.
But he was part of more of them. He was with Matt Groh. So
you
remember Mike Mayock used to say,
fast team, you draft fast players.
Pound the table. He could have pounded the table and tried to sway people in a different direction if he thought Tyquan Thornton was a terrible pick, right?
I guess,
he was there.
I guess I just put that on Bill. If Bill's here, he's in charge of the draft.
I know.
That's how I look at it.
No, Bill's otherwise occupied.
Who you got in the four spot, Fitzy?
Busy these days.
Doing beach yoga.
Is that what they call it these days?
Yeah.
Yoga. Hey, honey, you want to go do some beach yoga?
My feet are extended. You want to hop on, Jordan?
What do you got?
Ownership in four.
Okay. Yeah, I think we just, you know, we all understand.
We've all outlined
why they're close. Although I will say, 15 years ago, it would have been seen as blasphemous to say the Crafts are at the bottom of your confidence level, at the bottom.
Because of all the winning.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, it's hard to.
It's funny. The quarterback leaves, the winning leaves, and your reputation leaves with it.
Mm-hmm.
So the three spot for me, this is where I have the executives. This is where I think I'm giving the executives a little Vrabel bump, and I'm also giving them a little bit of a bump for another guy that I haven't mentioned yet that they did draft. That's a really key part of the future of the organization. Mm-hmm. He's going to be on my list soon. He may or may not be a superstar. And also, they did improve the defense this offseason, right? They went
big
out.
Time.
We think they got good players. So that's part of their umbrella of execution, I guess. Yeah. So what do you guys got at three?
I got roster.
Roster
is my third.
Same.
So right in that middle.
But it's two spots. I mean, we all believe this defense is vastly improved, hoping that some of the people on offense that they drafted last year, which is what led me to put executives at five, develop or improve a slight bit. But until I see a wide receiver one, until I see a succession plan at tight end, and until there's a left tackle, I have to say roster.
So there's we all agree that they've probably gotten free agency seven starters. I mean, now that you Garrett what was the guy, the center?
Bradbury,
who they picked up yesterday.
Moses, Williams, Spillane, Davis, Landry,
Epps,
probably
and
maybe.
Epps. And Milton. I don't know about Epps, but Milton.
Yeah.
So at least
Milton
seven.
Williams. Eight, I believe, total.
Okay, seven or eight. When's the last time they've gotten seven or eight starters in free agency?
Can I also ask you?
At least six,
We'll also have to revisit this question in, like, October. Because just because they're starting games doesn't mean they nailed the hell out of the picks, right?
Like, we're just, but I
Morgan
think,
Moses might
I
suck.
I think they're all penciled in for, as starters right now.
Absolutely.
I'll give them one good year.
I would ask you, though, about the roster. So I had the roster at four. You guys have it at three.
Three.
Mm-hmm.
Where would it have been prior to the start of free agency?
Five.
Four.
Four. Okay. Yeah, it definitely has risen closer to the top of your confidence rankings, power rankings. Okay, the two spot, I have the quarterback, Drake May, in my two spot. Yeah. This was very,
not controversial, but they were debating this today. Is Drake May a guy or the guy on the midday show was sort of the phrases they went around the NFL.
A guy or the guy?
And teams, do they have the guy, a guy, or no guy?
Yeah.
And Jones, I believe, had the guy, and Keith had a guy for May, one or the other.
Where was Joe Milton ranked? Was he a guy or the guy?
He's a backflip.
He's backflipping big arm.
Backflip up.
Backflipping big arms.
Because I think Drake May is going to be the guy. I think right now I'd probably, for the here and now, he's the guy.
He is the guy.
He is definitely the guy for the future.
He's the man now, dog.
He's pulling you in the right direction. He's taking you to the promised land. So I think Drake May is my second spot on the Pillar Power rankings.
I got him on number two. And regardless of what, was it Stiz that didn't like the fact that he didn't show up for the
leadership.
I'm cutting him some slack on that, Stiz, and this kid is the most important player in your organization right now, and it's not even close. And he is your future, and I'm just shocked that Patriot fans don't see that yet. Well, Teddy only won one game, yeah, but he showed enough to me that this kid's special.
QB1 on the depth chart, number 10 on his jersey, number 2 in our Pillar Power rankings.
Oh, wow. So there's some unanimity in the number 1 spot. Real quick on Drake May, because you say Patriots fans. He has had a crash course in the fan base. I think they built him up really quick. Soon as they got a taste of him, we took a lot of calls. You either wanted to start him, or you didn't want to start him because you think he's good and you didn't want to break him behind a battle. Like, everybody loved him coming out of the preseason. Mm-hmm. And then I think he made some plays, and everybody was like, oh, my God, we have one of those modern, fun quarterbacks that can do all those things we've seen other teams do. And then something happened at the end of the year with the Joe Milton thing and him not winning.
And he threw some interceptions that ended games.
He's a rookie.
Mm-hmm. People didn't see it that way. A lot of people.
But he's a rookie.
I agree.
Also,
he was trying to make up for the defense's mistakes.
Oh, 100%.
So he had to take chances.
And I do also think he was hurt a little bit in some sort of perception way by Jaden Daniels. Jaden Daniels being like perfect, taking the Commanders to the playoffs. Oh, I'm going to go on a playoff run. I throw Hail Marys at the end of games to win games. Like, I think in some weird way, the comparison with Jaden Daniels, even though you couldn't have had Jaden Daniels because Jaden Daniels went a pick before you, I think the way Jaden Daniels performed may have affected Drake May's popularity,
perception, something like that.
And then last, we both, all of us have Mike Vrabel in the one slot.
We do. I want to go back to two real quick. How much closer with a full season? Now, I know what the Commanders have been doing this offseason. They're going for it. They're going to try to porker us. I get it. How much closer in a full season do you believe Drake May's stats are going to be to Jaden Daniels? Full season of each. What do you think? How will they comp out? 75%, 80%?
Probably. I don't know what's the offense going to look like at that point. Right now, I feel bad for Drake May. He's going to a gunfight with a knife. He doesn't have the tools to take part in the shootout. He doesn't have... Jaden Daniels has Terry McLaurin and Deebo Samuel. And they just added a left tackle that a lot of people think is a really good left tackle. Yeah. Right? Like,
I mean, and you know, look, I'm a big fan of Brian Robinson, too, running back. Mm-hmm. Zach Ertz, they had excellent tight end. So.
Yeah, so I don't know that it's fair, and not that we were ever fair on Sports Talk Radio, but Drake May doesn't have that to work with again, year two. So this comparison, actually, that we're talking about probably continues into year two.
You know what? I'll tell you this. So Jaden Daniels had 3,500 yards, 25 touchdowns, 9 interceptions, and he rushed for 891 yards. Drake May can get that in a full season. Jaden Daniels played in 17 games last year, and that's his stats. I mean, Drake May ran for, what, 600 yards?
Yeah, but he can't get it himself. That's, you know, like...
No. But Jaden Daniels got 891 yards by himself.
No. I mean, Jaden Daniels had a better line, better receivers, better everything. That if they don't upgrade the talent around Drake May, I think you're looking at wasting another year of development for him in a weird way. I really do.
Don't say it.
I said it. It's too late.
That was more not to you, just sort of out into the...
Well, the good thing I like is that I think the offensive coordinator that he's got is not going to go anywhere after a year. I think he's going to stay.
That's true.
Some continuity.
And also be better at his job.
I think
AVP was a nice gentleman.
And I think the ball will come out faster.
The ball will probably come out faster.
So he won't get hit as much.
I don't know if the other guy on the other end will be in the right spot and catch it. That's up for debate.
So what's the big... So obviously when it comes to Vrabel being one number one, you know, with the unanimity across our twos and ones here, it's just the confidence. Is it that the way he projects, the way he carries himself? Is it a belief? Like, you know the man. You played alongside him. Y'all are friends. Is it that? Is it... just his track record, Andy, or is it a combination there? And I'd vote personally like a little buffet of all those things. Gives me confidence that we're going to see a much more organized, competitive, tough football team this year.
Agree with all of that. I would actually sort of flip the question on its ear. What's not to like about Mike Vrabel? What's the negative right now about Mike Vrabel? Oh, he's building a defense first team. Is that maybe the negative? It's the year 2025, Mike, and you don't have any offense. Maybe that's the negative.
People think it's not really his team because of how they spent money in free agency, that he really doesn't have the power. That's where you go, okay, you know, I want Mike to have all the power.
I think he has it. That's why I didn't know if I should include him in my executives and alter my sort of perception of that. But, you know, there's some Arcand was big on, if you go down his record the last couple of years in Tennessee, and even Vrabel said it. Remember his first day? I'm here because I didn't win enough games there. Like, he lost games and the power fell apart, the quarterback fell apart, the receiver fell apart. But
how many coaches that are going on their second stint have a winning record in their first stint? Not many.
No.
Like, mostly, if you're fired, it's probably because you had a losing record. Mike had a winning record.
Good question. Nine games over 500 for his first coaching job.
Yeah, and not like he didn't win a Super Bowl.
What happened?
So he didn't get that Super Bowl buffer where you get a few years even if you suck.
And is he Ryan even Tannehill our coach?
As his quarterback.
That was his biggest mistake.
Marcus Mariota.
And is he even Tom. Our coach right now? Should've. Remember we did on the What If Wednesday if A.J. Brown had been drafted by the Patriots. What if A.J. Brown were never traded from the Titans? Mike Vrabel is not your coach right now.
No, Mike Vrabel's probably still there. Now, you don't have a quarterback. He doesn't play quarterback, but I think... Yeah, he could have been a force to keep him in Tennessee. I just, everything, the cliche, he's the adult in the room. He has a plan. He has experience. Like May has said, May multiple times has said, Mike Vrabel has coached before. He said that a few times, which I think is kind of telling. I don't know if he means it as a shot at Gerard Mayo, but he's sort of saying something about Gerard. That guy had never coached before, and it was kind of a crap storm behind the scenes.
Unintended shot.
Right, where he's saying, this guy knows what he's doing. This guy has succeeded, and yes, he's actually failed. Learned from his mistakes, right? And, you know, not to go all Belichick, look at Bill in Cleveland, and then look what he did with his second chance. But a lot of guys do pretty well. How about Dan Quinn? Second chance? Now, he was okay in his first chance. He lost the Super Bowl, but he may have
actually had a winning record comparable to Vrabel.
He might have. But I think a lot of these guys, the second time around, are better prepared for their job. So I don't know that there's a downside to Mike Vrabel right now.
Real quick, just... humor me. If you were to do this this drill with the Philadelphia Eagles,
yes,
how would you rank the Philadelphia Eagles? I know you don't know that team real close, but they just won the Super Bowl and they just crushed the Kansas City Chiefs. It's almost like it would be reversed. I almost think you would rank the ownership very high, the executive Howie Roseman. I mean, that's the perfect roster he's built. I'd almost put the executive number one, ownership number two.
Roster
number three, quarterback coach. Number four, and I'd put coach number five.
And they've had massive attrition. Yes. They've had massive attrition this offseason, and yet I'm fully confident that they're going to be right back in it.
A winning organization versus the losing organization. It's amazing how it's almost like exactly flipped the other way.
Also may tie into your belief that Bill had 10% value in the dynasty because Nick Sirianni has been to the Super Bowl twice, and you just have him as the least valuable or confident member of the Eagles organization. Because if all the other stuff is good, he's like sort of... gets the job done. Don't let the train go off the tracks. Just keep it going. If it hits a little ice, slow down, and then speed up again when you need to. 617-779-7937. So that was our little exercise. Pillar power rankings. Along the way, we'll probably do it for the Red Sox. We'll probably do it for the Bruins. We'll probably do it for the Celtics. The Revolution. Fitzy will do that one on a podcast.
I got the free jacks.
On the No Rings podcast. That's Fitzy's Revs podcast. He's going to update the name at some point. Up next here on WEEI.
Fitzy's Rev podcast.
Up next here on WEEI Afternoons, we have odds and ends as we come to the close of another tremendous afternoon of radio that I think, quite honestly, we've all enjoyed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Joyed.
Now, more of WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens, and Ted Johnson.
Hello, friends.
Wow. It's a little different feel here, huh? That's not the usual Stiz rejoin. Must be talking about the Masters or something. Up next on, right now on WEEI Afternoons. I was looking ahead. You guys want to do an extra hour? You want to stick around? We'll give Arcan the night off.
Let's go.
An extra hour. We're going to do odds.
Yeah, it's fine with me, guys.
Odds and Ends is brought to you by Cars for Kids, your trusted charity for car donations. Also accepts donations of boats, RVs, motorcycles, and real estate. Call today, 877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. That's Cars with a K. So the Masters is coming up. And we all know that the Masters is something special. You got the whole, if you've ever read those stories about how they get the course ready, and if it's not quite blooming the flowers, they chill it or they heat it up to get it perfectly timed for the TV broadcast.
You know, you can only play there, like, I think it's 8 weeks or 10 weeks out of the year. And then they spend the rest of the year preserving, manicuring.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's a brief, it's like when the tides allow a perfect beach to reveal itself, and you get that short time, Ted, to get on there.
You guys ever been?
Now have you?
Stop it.
You mother
couple
effer.
Times. Couple
twice?
Times. Yeah, a couple times.
Don't it. It was amazing, wasn't it?
But beyond amazing. Both times. 1998, 2004, both of them. Incredible experiences.
And did you take advantage of the fact Stiz was super excited? He's like, yo, was it you who was telling me on WAF that, like, the food's real cheap?
It is. Yeah.
What is the sandwich?
It's awesome food, but it's, like, really cheap.
Like $2 for a pimento cheese sandwich.
Yeah, pimento cheese sandwich.
And that's world famous.
Beers are like $3.
Yeah.
And they have beer, and then they have light beer. Well, is it Budweiser, Miller? You don't know.
One of them.
It's just they don't put any names of any. You want cola?
Yeah.
You don't know if it's a Coke, Pepsi.
It's the way it should
be. Like a ham sandwich for $3 in this economy.
Oh, yeah.
But there's a $1 upcharge for eggs.
But where they get you
can't get in.
Is the.
Oh, I can't get there.
The ticket's hard to get. Very, very difficult.
Right.
But they get you with the merchandise. Everybody goes to the merchandise store and loads up. They sure. get you with the hats and the t-shirts.
Because you've got to be the guy who goes back to his weekly Muni or, you know, his local Hacker Nation, you know, foursome or Sunday tournament, and you have the Masters visor and the Masters quarter zip that you paid $400 for. I'd do it.
You know, the best tradition that they have there for spectators is the honor system. You guys heard about the honor system? You get there early, you can bring chairs and multiple chairs. So Senior and I, my dad... First time we went in 1998 when Mark O'Meara won it with a birdie on 18, we brought three sitting chairs. And you're holding these chairs, and they open the gates at 8:30. They might not tee off until 11, but you get there early so you can put your chairs at different spots. And the honor system means that no one can move your chair. So people have Leaf chairs. They get their early put chairs at maybe the green on 15, so they can see the approaches on 15, turn and see the approach shots on, you can see them play out on 16, and then the tee shot on 17. You go to A-man corner, right? And you can, you know, we picked the back of the green on 7, so you can see the approaches on 2 and the tee shot on 3. So you have these chairs placed, and then you just go from chair to chair all throughout
like,
the day.
That's like
it's very unique.
That's like the Grove, the tailgating spot at Ole Miss, where people rush it on Friday mornings, and they go tape out and mark out and leave chairs honor system style.
Yep.
And then the next day, Andy, you bring in your tailgate. So people just go in, mark their spot, and then everyone gets to dress up, dress to the nines, and have, boy, they do a lot of those things bright down.
And I'll tell you this, you get there the early before the first tee, you have no problem walking the course for 2.5-3 hours before anybody tees off, and because
you just want to look at it.
You
right?
just want to you just walk the course.
What's it smell like? Is it amazing?
What you would think.
Yeah. All right, we're getting weird.
What?
Do the birds really chirp like they do on CBS?
They do, brother. Oh, they do, man. And it's a special place.
Jim Nance around every corner. Hello, friends.
So I didn't see you there, Jim.
You might wonder.
Hello, I said hello, Dan.
If we plan to just, I don't know, reminisce about our trips to the Masters.
Sorry.
Augusta. No, we didn't because we haven't been there.
Get to the good stuff, though.
The menu is out for Scottie Scheffler's Masters Champions Dinner.
Love this menu.
And
might be perfect.
Well, I actually think it's good, not great. There's a little...
What? Okay.
So the appetizers...
Let's see where the weaknesses, huh?
For the Masters guy, Club honestly, Dinner.
He doesn't like Rembrandt.
In case you want to know, it's April 8th, 2025. Appetizers, you'll get cheeseburger sliders served Scotty style.
Love that. Not sure what that means.
I don't know.
However, he may like them. That's fine. Also, sliders, if they're done right, hard to beat.
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And firecracker shrimp and sweet Thai chili and sriracha mayo.
On the firecracker.
Get in me.
That sounds good. Then you have Papa Chef's meatball and ravioli bites. Pecorino cheese, tomato basil sauce with that. I'm in.
So there's a little bit of something for everybody there.
Meatball absolutely. And ravioli bites.
Then your first course, Texas-style chili, cheddar cheese, jalapeno, and corn chips.
Real
quick, I want to know, are there beans in the chili or no beans?
No, isn't Texas mean beef, no beans?
I don't know about that.
I'm here for it.
I
think Texas means beef.
Well, yeah. Beef and beans.
Yes.
You got to have the beans in it for it to be the really good chili.
Agreed.
Okay.
And this is where
corn chips is a pro move.
I don't love it. The main course, choice of wood-fired cowboy ribeye or blackened redfish.
Mm-hmm.
Family style macaroni and cheese, jalapeno creamed corn.
I like that.
Soy glazed Brussels sprouts, chipotle lime roasted sweet potatoes.
This is an A plus. This is a perfect game through 7.
It's pretty good, brother.
Okay, but now they got to have a closer. Unlike the Red Sox, they got to have a closer. The dessert.
Yep.
Simple.
Warm chocolate chip skillet cookie, vanilla bean ice cream. That right there.
Stiz, can you get my emergency pants, please, in the back?
Right.
That's Mariano Rivera.
He just heard food, and now he's on his way in.
That's the closer
now
right there.
He's scouting out the popcorn and complimentary peanut brittle. Looks good, right? The warm chocolate chip cookie in a skillet with vanilla ice cream.
It's the best dessert there is.
Over a brownie sundae.
That's a bold
take. No, it's the best dessert there is.
I've never heard of a first course and then a main course.
Well, you've never had the Masters Club dinner.
No, like a salad or like a soup course.
Okay, so you have appetizer, then a salad.
But that could be during social hour when everyone's lubing up on Hendricks and tonic or margaritas.
It feels like the first course is a little bit of a force, as the kids would say. Kind of a force.
So Teddy a little critical.
No. I love it. It's just a lot. It's a lot. It's a lot of options.
Oh, by the time you finish the skillet cookie, you're going to be like, whoo. Yeah. Can we let this green jacket out a little bit?
Yeah.
It's a little snug around
They're always a little big, though, in the first place. Like a 16-ounce cowboy ribeye? Come on now.
Yeah.
Medium rare.
Are you guys having a garden party? What is this discussion?
This is Scottie Scheffler's Masters victory meal.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Okay. We were like, this is a plus menu.
So it's kind of a garden party. That's kind of what that is. Same vibe.
Yeah, a little bit.
Right? Same costume.
Or should I say, yes, indeed, it is Christian.
Basically.
Yes. April 8th. Did you not get your invite?
I guess not.
No.
Okay. What's on your menu real quick?
All shellfish. Big seafood tower, lobsters, all different kinds of ways. Lazy man's steamed. You get the raw, like the frozen lobster.
You an oyster guy?
Big oyster guy.
All day.
All different kinds of oysters.
And blue points.
Also, the West Coast, the little ones. Kumamotos.
That's the best.
I love those. They're so good.
What is going on?
We'll have a whole thing of oysters. We'll have clams. We'll have mussels.
And we'll have
every
seafood.
Single kind of.
No, we won't because you're never winning the Masters.
That's probably right.
Real quick side note: does anybody can guess how many weeks the Scottie Scheffler has been ranked the number one golfer in the world?
I was going to say like 157.
157. Okay, so four years. So any
a little 157 and one penny.
Okay.
Damn it! You priced it right.
156.
Well, you guys, 129.
That's pretty damn impressive.
I didn't go over.
I mean, I did 129
weeks. 129
weeks.
Yeah.
Christian Arcan, what do you got tonight on the Christian Arcan Show?
It's a getaway day, so basically just mailing it in all night. But we will have Brianna Klassen in, which is another local comedian who I'm looking forward to talking to.
She didn't stiff us. We never asked her to come on our show. And
no, she didn't. But Bridget, she was...
son of a bitch.
I mean, pretty good.
She's dead to us.
Daughter, technically, but yes.
Dead to us.
Yeah, we'll have that.
We love Bridget.
A lot more with the Travis Hunter stuff. I'm still riding that train. And we have a closer now. There's a closer on the Red Sox, and we have to talk about
Wait,
that.
Wait, is there?
Yes.
I mean, basically,
sure about that?
And you can't spell his first name without what he is. Old.
You also need the BB for his box score, generally.
Yeah, well, Mass Live says we have a closer. I believe those guys. So.
They have a guy who will close. I don't know if they have a closer. I'll be the closer for WEEI Afternoons. Another one in the books. Dan Ball, don't roll your eyes at me.
Is this the new outro music?
It was good. It was good.
Goodbye, friend.
Ted Johnson. Tomorrow on WEEI Afternoons, Tom Curran will join us at 3:30. Andrew Razor Raycroft will join us at 4:30, I think.
Bye.
But based on his final goodbye from last week, we are not totally sure. And then later in the week, don't forget, Friday, Mike Giardi will be here. So those are all the interviews lined up. Yes, Dan Ball.
Arcan, do you want to interview Razor? Because he's running out of other shows, just in case.
I think I'm all he's got left, right?
I think so.
He's burned every other bridge. So, yeah, sure, Razor, anytime you want, pal.
So Razor and Bridget, hockey talk all week long on the Christian Arcan Show. That's going to do it for WEEI Afternoons. We'll talk to you tomorrow, 2 to 6. Stick around. Christian Arcan.
Pizza boxes everywhere and naked dudes everywhere.
I'm here for it.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand. Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out.
Every home run.
Gone.
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Hey, I'm Tank Sinatra here with my co-host,
Investigator Slater.
And we would like to tell you a little bit about our podcast, Psychopedia.
It's true crime infused with comedy.
Making it a crimedy.
I do extensive investigative research and go deep into the darkest corners of the human psyche.
And I'm just here to lighten things up a little bit with humor, baby. You know, never at the expense of the victims, though, obviously.
Come join our family of little psychos over on Psychopedia. Available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcasts.